HNR. K4HNR, N4ZLK.
K4HNR.
I wasn't expecting you to come back to me. Good morning. Hey, I was going to drop that hose off at your house this morning. Is that all right?
Okay, yeah, awesome. That'd be great. Yeah, I left a little early for work this morning and just passing by Furman here. It's pretty foggy this morning. But yeah, that'd be fine. Gabby will be home all day and I appreciate it.
Particular place you would like me to put it?
Backyard is fine. Or, I mean, how about in the garage? In the garage is fine because then I'll have to grab it tomorrow and take it.
I'll wake her up. And I know you've got the gate locked, so you want me? Is her car out? You want to put it in front of her car right at the garage?
Car is not out. I think, I mean, she's awake when I left. You can shoot her a text. Or, yeah, you can just leave it right in front of the garage. That's fine.
You having a good day so far?
Got everything ready for today. I've got a kind of a out-of-the-office type of day, which is sometimes nice. I've got my ladders in the back of the truck. I've got to go look at a building over in Asheville and then look at some storm damage on four different houses.
This is the day then, probably.
And stop somewhere for lunch and maybe call it a day early on this Friday.
No clay shoots today?
No, I wish. Yeah, we got all those out of our system last week and got very behind, you know. It's a good and a bad kind of thing. I missed two whole days of work and have to make up some in the evening and reply to emails and phone calls and stuff. But it's worth it. They're fun.
Glad you have an understanding boss there.
I understand. He does about a dozen, at least a dozen, every year.
Man, it is foggy out here, too.
Well, yesterday I stopped by my grandpa's house over in Etowah. He had some trees that fell in his backyard and was looking at helping him. And then I came down through Penrose and through 276, and it was like driving through a cloud. It was so foggy.
We were driving through the clouds yesterday. If you were up there, I guess you really didn't get to see the tree damage then on the sides of the road.
I saw a couple trees leaning over the road way up high, which was kind of freaky, but yeah, it's pretty wild. What all you have going on today?
Same thing. Driving around, making a few stops. And then I'll have lunch, and then I'll drive around and make a few more stops.
Not too bad of a day.
We got work Monday, my day off. Being nice, it's been long.
What hours have you been doing lately?
About 7:45 or so, and get done about 7 or 7:30 or so.
Good night. Man, so you just get to watch the sun travel all the way across the sky. Start at sun up and finish after sundown.
That's what this job is like. It's been like that. It seemed like I was home more when I was working the night run, but I was just home during the day. I don't know if I was home more or not. I can't really tell. This week I did work extra hours, so.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I guess some weeks are like that. Some weeks are really long hours, but it make you know the shorter weeks kind of make up for it.
You were leaving for work earlier? I thought you were usually there by 7.
It's been a little later this week. I've been getting in the office around 8 this week, but I've been staying a little later in the afternoon. It's kind of, this whole week's kind of thrown me off, but yeah, we've got starting a job up at a community college over in Silva, and so we're doing a handoff meeting with my superintendent this morning at 7:30, so a little earlier than normal, I guess, for this week.
Job be done before Christmas, by the end of the year?
Surprise job. They reached out a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, there's a little extra money in the budget. Can y'all re-roof this building? And so we gave them a price and they said, oh yeah, that's great. Can y'all be done by the end of the year? So yeah, we're going to start next Wednesday and try to be done before Christmas.
You can get to it every day if weather holds up. That'll be good. But Christmas is not that far away.
Yeah, a little scary. Yeah, I had like three projects pop up like that in October. There was a little extra money in someone's budget at the end of, that they needed to spend by the end of the year, so they start calling us. So kind of makes for a hectic end of the year, but it's work, keeps us busy.
I have this money and I need to spend it.
It's pretty wild. And then the other side of it, we're getting, so many insurance claims for all these houses and stuff, which is, good. We can chase that work too, but that's just keeping us so busy. This shingle work on people's houses, it's insane. It's going to be like that for a while, probably up in Nashville.
I guess it's good that you guys have people that can do the residential stuff too, because that's not normally your focus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're getting a bunch of people are calling, and we're kind of having to explain. They're like, do you even do residential and this and that? So, yeah, we're just explaining. Yeah, since the storm, we're really, we want to help out as much as anyone else can. We can shift gears for a little bit and help out. So, but yeah, and it ranges from, a tree just nicked the gutter and he needs 10 feet of gutter replaced, or, a whole tree fell on the house. So we can remove the whole tree and do it, do structural repairs and all kinds of things. So, because we've got our full GC license and a bunch of connections. So, yeah, we've really shifted gears, but it's good. It's good to do that for the community.
You never know, it could lead into a new division for Benson.
Yeah, that could open the doors to all kinds of things. We've kind of branched out here and there. We try not to get too crazy, but we've got, we poured a little concrete pad before and done a couple things outside of the roofing realm, but it's fine. It keeps things interesting. And you learn something.
It's expand your knowledge base so that you're not, you need to be a specialist in at least one area, but being able to do the other stuff, be able to adapt to conditions like you guys are doing, that's really good.
Yeah, and it really helps on really, niche projects. Like, on a whole new project, we don't need to paint, we don't need to do this and that because there's 10 different subs there. Another trade will usually do it, but if a building has a real specific need and the owner, just wants to deal with one person, then, we can kind of branch out and do different things, and it's pretty helpful. Helps us win projects, because a lot of other guys don't really want to mess with that or do all that, but we like it.
Good. I guess I need to start making some plans for next year or something. I don't know. Looking at next year, I still got to decide. We're bidding, what they call bidding, but putting our vacation time in for the year, and I need to figure out when I'm going to do that. I'm thinking, one guy, he's planning on retiring at the beginning of the year, so he put all 6 weeks of his vacations for the very first part of the year, so he'll work January 1st or whatever the first day of the year is, and then he'll go on vacation for 6 weeks and officially retire.
That's the way to do it. Yeah, when are you thinking? Isn't yours closer to May or towards the middle of the year or so?
Have to be end of May or June, I guess, 1st of June. If I do it, so can't believe it's getting close already.
Getting in the background for for a while now, it's finally time. That's crazy. Yeah, big stuff happening.
Okay, you don't know if Seth's around, do you? Is he on his way to work?
His schedule's kind of been weird too. He's had PT a couple mornings this week. He might be doing that, or he might be heading up. Not sure about today. K4HNR.
And if there, if he was listening to come in, I think his PT is Monday and Wednesday, or maybe it's Tuesday, Thursday, twice a week.
Okay, so that's kind of what mine's been too the last couple of weeks. But I do it in the afternoon. I'd prefer to get into work a little earlier and then do it late in the afternoon. But man, it's been wearing me out. They introduced all kinds of new exercises and stretches and movements for my shoulder, and it wore me out last Tuesday when I finished up. I was so sore.
I mean, it's not funny. My only experience with somebody's shoulder going out of joint is Beth, and it would, when she was younger, it would pop out very easily and go right back in, and then she'd be fine. And that's my experience, and then to think that you need PT after it happening, but I guess if it's never pulled out before, it would be pretty traumatic.
Yeah, and I really babied it for the first 6 weeks after it came out, so I hardly moved it. It kind of didn't atrophy too much, but, you know, I lost some strength in it. Getting back into moving it, it's been really sore, but it's felt good. You know, every time I move it and do the exercises and stuff, it gets the blood flow in, and it feels really good afterwards. It's a little sore because it feels so weak, but it's good for it.
Speaking of that, it reminded me a couple days ago we were talking about, you know, the bum knee and the bum shoulder, working on that job. Did you guys finish it? And Seth was trying to tell me, but we were both in bad locations, and I never got the answer.
Oh, yeah. We ran out of daylight. We probably have about an hour left, so I think we'll do that Monday afternoon. But, yeah, I had a learning curve. Those things are crazy. They were kind of hard to get in there. We cut up our fingers pretty good. Probably have to bring some gloves next time. But, yeah, we were fighting it the whole time. His roof was really steep, so the angle to the gutter, so we really had to bend the guards to shove them up there. We were fighting it a little bit. And yeah, we tried off ladders, tried him holding one end of the rope and me, you know, dangling near the edge. We had our rock climbing harnesses on, and it was really safe, but it was just really tricky to do.
And with my gutters, first of all, whoever put them up didn't put them on any kind of slope. Secondly, the roof is really steep, and when they put the fascia board up, they put it in some areas it's too high, so the shingles come down, and then they have to, you know, they bend to curve up over the fascia. And I don't know, I may have to replace some of the fascia too when I redo the roof. Just, I don't know, maybe someone had never built one that steep or what, but you know, there's no natural drain. The shingles didn't lay flat on the angle they're on. They got down to the fascia board and then had to bend up or curve up. And then the gutters were not installed properly, and it's just a kind of a big mess.
Yeah, I've seen that done a couple different ways. I think yours is similar, too, to that one we had to do the other night, where you've got, you know, the top of the gutter is probably 4 or 5 inches wide, but the shingle, you know, just about touches that front lift. So, you know, water, there's only like an inch of the actual top of the gutter exposed. And we were kind of fighting that too, trying to fit this wide piece of wire mesh all the way up under there when, you know, hardly any of the top of the gutter is exposed.
I think they used the smaller gutters. I think they're either 3.5 or 4 inches. I really think it should be bigger gutters for the angle of the roof, the pitch of the roof, as much water comes down there. But, oh well, when I redo the roof, I'll get someone out there for the gutters too, and I'm going to definitely get the leaf guard on it, not the metal, it's got some metal guards, you know, that all they do is just collect the ends of the leaves, and it just, and the pine needles and everything, they don't flow off, so I've got to rework the whole system.
Exactly. Yeah, there's some better products out there than others. Yeah, these little 3-foot sticks from Lowe's, yeah, you're right. They just get all bunched up. They don't really guard much. But, yeah, there's better stuff out there. Well, I am heading up through the mountains through 25 here, so I might lose you here in a minute.
Let's go. Coming into Travis Rest. Trying to remember to stop by your house, because I'm liable to just drive right by. At least I have another chance. I can bring it on the way home tonight if I forget.
No problem. Yeah, Gabby was up watching TV when I left, so she may see you sneak out of your truck on the camera.
Can avoid the camera. No, I'll be good to see her if she's there and awake.
I appreciate you bringing that back. I completely forgot about it, and then we'll need it to, we're going to do some pressure washing tomorrow, so I'll need that longer hose.
In the driveway, in the box there, right beside where I parked my truck, and it just became a fixture that I forgot about. Anyway, I kept meaning to bring that back to you, and you were out a couple times, and we forgot about it.
I know. no problem. Awesome. Well, enjoy the rest of your morning. It was good talking to you. I'm glad that you called out. I had the radio on. I'll be driving all around. Maybe I'll catch you later today.
And thanks for coming back. We'll talk to you later. K4HNR, N4ZLK.
As always, take care. N4ZLK, K4HNR.
KO4PXB.
N4ZLK.
Good morning. How are you?
Boyd, how is that new job coming along?
Yep, doing good right now. I'm just doing the required training for there and handling what IT issues come up. Like this morning, I got to replace a battery in the 7320 Dell laptop that only lasts like 45 minutes. So I've got that and working on the other issues that users come up with. But they pretty much mentioned that my focus needs to be on doing the training so they can get me licensed for Service Now, which is their help desk application. So that's truly what I'll be working on today.
Who are trained and ready to go, will you be doing, or will you be staying in an office, or will you be traveling around to different locations?
Pretty about 99% of the time I'll be staying at the location in Greer. And then if they need major projects in different areas, then they'll ask to help out. And then if need be, what we can do is make a call out to the other departments within Honeywell. That way we can remote in and help other users that need to be. But they said pretty much, always stationary in Greer.
Good. I was trying to remember if you had told me where your new job was. And you mentioned Honeywell, and then I remembered you did say that. So, well, I hope it works out well for you, Lloyd. Maybe you can able to stay there for a while.
Yeah, I truly don't foresee why not be able to stay there. It's just definitely going to be pretty much looking at the training right now because the person retired before they actually brought me in, so I have zero information. So I'm kind of slowly getting the information from a couple of days ago of who contacts are for different issues that are going on, like connectivity-wise, user permission-wise, and reset password-wise. So that's pretty much where I'm getting that information now to be able to handle the issues that come in.
How many people are at the location you're working at? How big is the, is it a plant or is it just like an office?
There's probably about 1,400 people for the for that. It's because it's the Honeywell Aerospace. They make like the fan blades and different transmission stuff for the airline. Pretty much think airplane engines and different aspects of fan blades for different major equipment.
Idea we had a place like that here. I mean, I know there are places. I didn't realize that they were even here doing that kind of thing. I mean, obviously I've heard of the name Honeywell. I know they're into a lot of different commercial appliances and things. I think maybe heat and air and maybe generators. I'm not sure, but I didn't realize they did that as well.
Yep. Yeah, that site in Greer, they make, because I see them all the time with the transmission, gears and blades, and they show that they make the fan blades and they make different transmission stuff for aircraft engines and huge engines.
Lloyd, I hope it works out well, and Hope the training goes well, but I'm going to let you go. I'm not far from where I need to make a quick stop. So hope you have a good day and a great weekend. It's nice to hear you this morning. K04, let's see, PXB, N4ZLK.
Have a great day. It's K04P.